Jesus said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not such as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. These words of our Lord Jesus are found in the Gospel according to St. John chapter 6, and they are decidedly Eucharistic. He's telling us in the Scriptures that we have to eat his body and drink his blood, and that if we don't, we won't have life within us. And it has to be a life beyond just natural life. It has to be supernatural life, because people live even without Eucharistic communion. But Jesus is teaching us that we will have not his life within us if we don't receive the Eucharist. We can only understand and live what Jesus teaches by Eucharistic communion at the Mass, and by the fact that the Eucharist is the real presence of Jesus. There was someone I know who was a Protestant minister, and he became a Catholic, and he's a great biblical scholar, and he said that when he was in Bible school, in the Protestant school, they told the students, don't preach about John chapter 6 because it's too Catholic, it's too Eucharistic, it too much really lends itself to believe that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. Well, he is present in the Eucharist of the Catholic Church. At every Mass, we have Jesus himself. Before Mass, usually there's some bread and wine, and it's really not worth much. But when the priest takes the bread and wine and says the words of consecration, this is my body, this is the chalice of my blood, there is effected a substantial change. The bread becomes Jesus, and the wine becomes Jesus. He is really present. The Eucharist is our greatest gift, because it's the gift of the very life of Jesus. His life becomes part of our life when we receive the Eucharist. Every day of the year, the Catholic Church celebrates the Eucharist. In many churches, we also have Eucharistic adoration, which is something that should be present in every Catholic parish, where people spend time in adoring Jesus in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is placed upon the altar, and it's reserved there for times of prayer and adoration and worship. We also have in many places throughout the world what's called Eucharistic processions, where people carry the Eucharist, where a priest will carry the Eucharist and people will walk following Jesus to adore him and to manifest our love for the great gift of his real presence. We had a little over a month ago in Boston, we had a huge Eucharistic procession. It was done in response to something bad that a group from Harvard University was going to do against the Eucharist. And we wanted to have something to honor the Eucharist. We wanted to move in the opposite direction of evil. And over 2,000 people showed up for this procession. It was absolutely amazing. I thought there would be like 50 people there, and there were over 2,000. And we were all there simply to love Jesus in the Eucharist. It was a powerful witness of Catholic belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. The Church honors the Eucharist on Holy Thursday in a special way, with great solemnity, with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, when we think about the first Mass celebrated by the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, where he gave us his body and blood to be our food for the journey. And then we have now, this week, the Feast of Corpus Christi, where it's another day where we want to give special honor to the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. One wonders, why does the Catholic Church do so much to honor the Eucharist? The answer is simple. It's because in the Eucharist, we have Jesus Christ himself. He's really present there. We have to come to understand this. But it's such a profound mystery that no matter what we teach about it, our understanding of it falls short. It's really Jesus. He really is there. There he is, God with us. Sometimes when we think of Jesus, we wonder, is he just a person from the past and we have to study his words to understand what he said so long ago? Or is he someone with whom I can have a living relationship now, today? Well, in the Eucharist, we not only believe, but we experience the truth that he is our Lord and Savior now, that we can know him, love him, and serve him right now in our life. In the Eucharist, we have the body, the blood, the soul, and the divinity of Jesus. He is really present. Now, if the Eucharist were not the real presence of Jesus, if it were only a symbol and it was just a piece of bread in its very substance, then it wouldn't make any sense to celebrate Mass every day. Why would you do that? There'd be no need for the priest. Eucharistic adoration would be a form of idolatry, because you can't worship anything other than God. We'd be worshiping a piece of bread. You can't do that. The meticulous care for even the tiniest pieces of the Eucharist would be inappropriate. Why show so much reverence and concern for a thing of creation that is not even alive? Well, the Eucharist is not only a symbol, it's the real presence of Jesus. He is there. That's why we celebrate Mass every day, so that his life can touch our lives. That's why we have Eucharistic adoration, so we can offer worship to the Lord right now on the earth. And this is why we care for the Eucharist, why we put it in the tabernacle and lock it, and why we have Eucharistic vessels that are honored and dignified. And it's because Jesus is there. It's such a great gift. One of the most important role models for priests today is St. John Vianney. He died in 1859, and he was a great priest in Ars, France. It's a place that's very difficult to get to. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. But he made it somewhere by bringing the gospel and the real presence of Jesus. People came to him from all over Europe and other places to hear him teach, to go to confession, to go to Mass with him. And I learned something about St. John Vianney that's interesting. It had to do with how he handled money. He was very, if you will, cheap for himself. His cassock was ripped and worn and faded. He had nothing fancy for himself. His food that he ate was very little, and he used to eat standing up because he wanted to get back to church quickly to hear confessions and to pray and to lead people in knowing the Catholic teachings. But he would spend lots of money on two things. First of all, were things for the liturgy, things such as vestments for Mass, such as the linens for the altar and candles and the chalices and the sacred vessels. I actually celebrated Mass using his chalice, and it was a very beautiful chalice. The other thing he would spend money on would be care for the poor. So, above all, he'd spend the money on things for the Holy Mass, because it's a way to worship the Lord. It's not a waste of money. On caring for the sanctuary of the church, to make it look beautiful. Something that will raise your mind to heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Then he would spend money on care for the poor, who are the presence of Jesus in a distressing disguise. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, and therefore we worship him. We want to live a life centered on the Eucharist. For priests, he should be centered on the Eucharist. For married couples and families, they should have a Eucharistic family where the Holy Mass is very important to them. Jesus teaches us that we don't have life if we separate ourselves from Eucharistic communion. And so we want to enter more deeply into life, who is Jesus himself. We should receive communion in a state of grace. If we're conscious of any sin, serious sin, we got to go to confession. And confession is a way to really open our soul up to the love of Jesus in the Eucharist. When we're not in a state of grace, if we receive communion, that can be another sin, but we really don't benefit from that communion because we're sort of, our hearts are closed off from the grace of Jesus in the Eucharist. Confession is so important. Now today, people often say, I'll only devote myself to something if it has some practical benefit to me. Now, we can't really live by the spirit of practicality. That's not good. We have to aim for excellence in everything. So the Eucharist, we worship and devote ourselves to the Eucharist because Jesus is there. But there are actually some things that devotion to the Eucharist can do for us in our life's journey. And I want to share with you right now three things that I feel the Eucharist can help us with. First thing is this. Some people today feel very lonely. They can have 1,000 friends on Facebook. They can go here and go there, but they feel lonely. They feel as if no one understands them, that no one has access to their interior life. They feel sometimes cut off from the rest of the world. Well, in the Eucharist, we have Jesus. He is Emmanuel in the Eucharist. That's how he lives. That title of his, Emmanuel, God with us. And so our devotion to the Eucharist leads us to realize, to understand that we're never alone, that Jesus is really with us, and he understands us better than we understand ourselves. And we're also united to all of those people throughout the world and down to history that have devoted themselves to the Eucharist, have lived in a state of grace and received Jesus. So devotion to the Eucharist can overcome any loneliness that people feel. Secondly, in today's age, sometimes people have a hard time kind of developing any system of values or priorities. They go through life without a set of values. It's almost as if they just bounce through life and they have no priorities or vision of how they should live. What they do then is they look to the world around them, through the internet or media or what's popular in culture, for some kind of values and priorities. The problem with that, though, is there's so many different ways of life. There's so many different value systems that people govern themselves, allow themselves to be governed by. So when we look to the world for values, we're tossed all over the place. And we can go down this path for a few years, and then down this path, and then we can feel that these two paths were completely wrong and we're left feeling frustrated. But devotion to the Eucharist leads us to always look to Jesus and to try to follow his teachings, to value what he values, to see that what's important for us is to do the will of our Father in heaven. Thy will be done. Not our own will, not the will of those around us, but the will of God. It leads us to try to do the commands of the Lord and to seek his will in all things. In this way, we now have values. We have a system that governs us. If I live a life devoted to the Eucharist and I go to some situation that seems to be going against what Jesus teaches in the Gospel and the Catechism, the commandments, I immediately say, well, this goes against my love for the Eucharist, so I'm not going to allow this system of living or values that people have to change me. I'm going to follow Jesus. And finally, the Eucharist helps us with hope. Hope is something that is very important. If you don't have hope in your heart, it's almost as if you feel that your life is not worth living. What is hope? Hope means that I look forward to something. It means that I look forward to life. If I have hope in my heart, I'm looking forward to my life always. When I wake up in the morning, I rejoice that I'm looking forward to life. It means that I'm looking forward to some goodness, to happiness, every single day. But you know that as we get older and as we experience various things in life, life can give us some wounds. Things can happen in our life's journey that are very difficult, very hard. Hardships and crosses, sufferings and sorrows and tragedies. These things can weigh us down and cause us to lose hope. Some people lose hope and they feel that they're just going through life and they have nothing really awesome to look forward to. They almost feel dead on the inside even though they're alive on the outside. But the Eucharist is Jesus. He says he's the bread from heaven. He's sent from the Father and he gives us life. Therefore, the Eucharist is eternal goodness. And so our devotion to the Eucharist leads us to see heaven as our happiness, to put our trust in Christ, to see that our relationship to the Most Holy Trinity is our source of happiness. Now think about this. Think about the last moment of your life. People don't like to think about that, but it's coming for all of us. The clock is ticking. Your last breath. If you put all your hope in the things of this world only, even if they're good things, you can't hope in them anymore because you're going to die. But if you put your hope in Jesus, that means you still have hope because you're looking forward to life. I've seen situations of people dying who really put their hope in Jesus, and it's awesome to see that. It's almost as if when they come to the end of their life, they realize that they're moving towards life in Christ. St. John Paul the Great was a great witness of that. His last words were whispered in Polish, "Let me go to the house of the Father." That's a man who died not with despair, but with hope. So the Eucharist leads us to have a hope that is always secure, no matter what happens in our life's journey, no matter what unfairness comes into our life or what crosses come our way. If we're devoted to the Eucharist, and we should be, then we have hope. When suffering comes into your life, your number one response should be to run to the Eucharist, to make sure you're in a state of grace, to spend time in adoration, to go visit the church and Jesus in the tabernacle. It's a way to keep up your hope. And so, brothers and sisters, in the Eucharist, we have life's greatest treasure. We really do. We have the Son of God. He is there. Sometimes we Catholics don't understand how good we have it. Sometimes we forget about how awesome a gift the Eucharist is. Jesus is really present in the Eucharist because He loves us. And to those who are not Catholic, I really wish that you would become Catholic. That's what I wish for you, so that you can have this gift. You can be able to live what Jesus teaches in the Gospel of John chapter 6, to really receive the life of Jesus often in your life. Jesus is really present in the Eucharist because He loves us. And our response to His love should be love in return, by obeying His commandments, by praying and trusting in Him. God bless you.